This is your Daily Dose, the small segment of this show where I try my very best to pass along some quick, cool content with the hopes of leaving you both inspired and motivated to go out there and chase your dreams. Hey everyone, welcome to the Dig Your Dream podcast, the official podcast show of The Guy in the Tie. I'm your host, Ray Digney, and this is your Daily Dose for Wednesday, March 25th, the small segment of the show where I try my very best to pass along some quick, cool content with the hopes of leaving you both inspired and motivated to go out there and chase your dreams. Well, today we're going to talk about the comeback. That's right, the comeback. There is no better story like a comeback story, and that's the story that you and I are about to write. Like I've been mentioning over the past week or week and a half, this is arguably the most difficult and toughest time in our country's history. And my guess is this may be one of, or if not the toughest time in your personal life. There is so much up in the air right now. So many things that a lot of us are concerned about and worrying about. We're worried about our job. We're worrying about paying the bills. We're worrying about the health and safety of our family. Some of us are even spiraling down a negative road of, what if? Will I ever get that job again? Will I ever make that kind of money? Will I ever be able to afford the lifestyle I once had? Listen, I'm not here to say that it's easy not to get negative. This, if there was ever a time for people to get down and disappointed and discouraged, this is it. But we can't allow that to happen. It's all right here. We have to look at this in a different perspective. So what I want to do today is I want to compare this to a comeback. For all of you athletes out here, I'm sure you could relate. How I want you to look at this situation is this. You're a star athlete having one of the best seasons of your career, and then all of a sudden, boom, a big time injury. An injury that's going to cost you a significant amount of time that season, or like some serious injuries, it costs you the entire season. After that initial emotion of sadness and disappointment, most of those athletes, the first thing they start to think about and the first thing they feel is the comeback. The first thing they say to themselves is, I'm going to come back bigger, faster, and stronger than I was before. I'm going to make a statement when I come back. I'm going to be a better player when I come back, and I'm going to perform at a level that I've never, ever been at before. That's how athletes think after they have a significant injury or a significant setback. So that's what this is right now. It is a significant setback. I'm not here to tell you otherwise. This is some serious stuff we're going through. But I want all of us to think like a superstar athlete. We just got knocked down. We just found out that we're going to be out for the year. We just found out that we have to do some significant rehab just to get healthy and stronger again. But we do know, because of the kind of person we are, the kind of competitor that we are, we know that if we put in the time, if we work hard in our rehab, that we will come back bigger, faster, and stronger. If pro athletes can do that in real life, why can't we do that in this situation? We can. That's the thing. We can. It all starts right here. So let's look at this coronavirus health crisis as a significant injury to our season. It doesn't mean the game is over. It doesn't mean our career's over. We just lost some time this season. We're going to be on the sidelines for a little bit. We have to get back and start training and do rehab to get better. But when we come back, we will be a bigger, faster, stronger version of ourselves, a bigger, faster, stronger version of our business. If pro athletes can do it all the time, why can't you? Why can't I? There's no reason why we can't. We can. So let's start thinking about this entire health crisis as a major, significant injury where it's costing us time on the field. We will come back, but we've got to look at it with a sense of optimism. We have to be focused on our rehab, and we have to be committed to coming back bigger, faster, and stronger. Like I said in the beginning, there is no better story than a comeback story. So how about you and I start writing that story? Let's start now. Let's start thinking about our comeback. So when we do come back, we are better than ever before. That was your Daily Dose for Wednesday, March 25th. Like I always say, whether it's 100, 1,000, or a million of you that end up watching and or listening to this podcast, just know you are the one reason I love to do it every single day. Now, until tomorrow, you know what you have to do. Stay put, tip your cap, and dig your dream.